Hey, thank you so much for popping in here. You have found my podcast. This is Carla Hurd, and the podcast is Creativity. Here, we connect you to people that are out there doing really amazing things. I want you to hear their stories so that you feel energized and encouraged. Mostly, I want you to get out there and create the life that you crave in your family, with your faith, in your community, and with your business. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Every so often on this podcast, I'm going to share with you an idea that I heard or thought of that I think you'll be able to use to create the life that you crave. So here's today's tidbit. I've got a quick Creativity moment for you. This is just a little tip or life hack that maybe you can apply to help create the life that you crave. So first I need to preface this with, it's not my own idea. We were driving around the other day after Christmas shopping, and on the radio, this idea was being talked about. And I thought, man, that's so good. And it could be for any kind of situation that you might be in. The story on the radio was about a woman who was older and she was taking care of her husband whose mobility was fading and things were just hard for her. And so the advice given to her was this, okay? But I was thinking, which I'm going to tell you about in a minute, but I was thinking that you can apply this to any situation going on in your life. So here it is. It's the simple word, yet. Y-E-T. And it's just to use it at the end of your sentences when you are talking about yourself or your situation. So here's an example. This woman said, I can't go on vacation. I can't get him up the stairs. I can't get him in the car to drive him to my appointments. But what if she added the word yet at the end of each of those sentences? I can't go on vacation yet. And you know, for us in our life right now, we're trying to get healthy. You know, lots of my friends are doing different things, doing 30-day resets or 75 hard, you know, all the different things that people want to do and they want to start. And I think a lot of reasons that people don't continue is because, number one, they go on some weird diet that's way too hard to maintain. Number two, they don't have accountability partners. And number three, they're not hopeful for what can happen because it's hard to get started in healthy living, no matter what it is, adding in supplements, exercise, sleeping more, or any of it, right? So they say to themselves, I can't exercise for an hour. I can't exercise every day for 20 minutes. I can't walk 3 miles. I can't make healthy meals. I can't. It's always that. But what if you added yet to the end? Okay, I can't work out twice a day, one inside and one outside for 30 minutes yet. I can't walk 3 miles yet. I can't do 25 push-ups yet. If you say that, something triggers in your brain. If you say yet, something will trigger in your brain for things to be more hopeful. For you to be more hopeful. It's a light at the end of the tunnel. Yet is literally a light at the end of the tunnel that's going to help you get there, whatever that may be for you. So my encouragement for you today is that if you are going to say can't, okay, say it, because we want to validate our feelings and our thoughts. It's true. You know, some things are true. Like, I can't run 3 miles. Yet. So validate it, but I'm just saying add the word yet to every single sentence where you might be saying, I can't do XYZ. Add the word yet and see what happens. See if that little hope that small word yet adds to your sentences and adds to your affirmations. Just see if that pushes you to go further and longer. I think yet is a great hopeful word, and I hope that it will help you create the life that you crave too. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast today. I sure appreciate the support. And hey, did you think of somebody when you were listening to this? If so, I would love it if you would share this episode with them. We're a small group trying to make a big impact. And so when you support in that way, it's much appreciated. Thank you again for listening and have a great day and get out there and create the life that you crave.